Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bernardine of Siena, another great Franciscan saint and preacher who lived during the early part of the 1400s and was known for his great preaching and going around Italy preaching, similar to St. John Capistrano, although he went around all Europe and preached the crusade. But St. Bernardine of Siena was a preacher of vice and virtue, punishment and glory, and he grew up in a noble family, and his parents died at the age of 7, so he was sort of an orphan, but his relatives brought him up in the faith, and he was a very virtuous child and loved especially the virtue of purity and would never listen to any bad, indecent talk, and even in his teenage years, and wouldn't allow his companions to speak any suggestive talk in his presence, and even slap somebody in the face for telling him an indecent joke to him directly. So it was no wonder that he had a great devotion to Our Lady with this great virtue, and grew to love Our Lady very much. And when he entered the Franciscan order through her intercession and through her inspiration, as he was praying to her for his vocation. And when he was ordained a priest, he had a voice that was not very strong, and asked Our Lady to help him in his preaching, and she gave him a very strong sonorous voice, they say, and was able to use that in his preaching throughout Italy. And he would preach against vice and for virtue and punishment and glory, as Saint Francis had advised Franciscans to do. And in his day, as seems to be in every day, there's always plenty of vices to preach against, and so much corruption and laxity in the church as it is today and was in those days. So he was preaching before the heathens, he said. He wrote his homilies for the heathens, and stirred up a lot of souls to repentance and to conversion, and was in great demand in his preaching, and was many towns wanted him to be a bishop, and he turned them down. Even the Pope offered him the mitre, but he turned it down and just wanted to live amongst his friars, and urging them to live a life of perfection. But it calls to mind the need for preaching about sin and about virtue and punishment and glory, which is not so much done in this day from the pulpits. We hear all kinds of stories of people in parishes and not hearing, you know, strong, thunderous fire and brimstone preaching, and not that that's necessary, but we do need to hear about vice and virtue and about punishment and glory. We do need that, even if it's not thunderous and constantly focusing on hell and sin and negativity. We don't necessarily need that, but we do need to be aware of vice and virtue. This is what stirs us into a life of virtue. It stirs us into a life of striving for perfection. When we think about sin, I always remember someone saying that, you know, over one of the parishes out west, there was a parish that was kind of lukewarm, and then new priests came there and they started talking about sin. And confessions weren't heard very much there in the past, but then after the priests started talking about sin, droves of people were coming to confession, and all just because the priests talked about sin and virtue. And this is what we need. You know, Father Carapi does that too. He talks about sin and virtue, punishment and glory, even though he's not a Franciscan. He talks about that, and people coming to him in droves and he hears confessions through long hours of the day. This is what we need in our own personal life too. We need people to correct us, and we need to think about our own sins and our own faults and stir ourselves up into lives of virtue, and think about punishment for ourselves and the glory that we can get if we live a life of virtue. And it's when we're going with the flow, it's when we're lax, when we're not stirred up to a life of perfection, that we sink into mediocrity and sin, and life is just, we just live for the world. Instead, if we live a life of perfection, our life is full, and we're a salt to the earth and to ourselves. And we have something to live for. We have some motivation for holiness and virtue. So let us preach it, at least to ourselves. Preach vice and focus on any vices that we have and get rid of them. Strive for virtue. Think about punishment and glory as well. And have that Franciscan spirit, which is so good for ourselves and for the Church.
Christus.